Life Track with Chuck Swindoll is a presentation of Insight for Living Canada.
He was only a boy when he was raised in Henning, Tennessee, and his best years, he claims, were spent at his grandmother's knee. She told him stories of his heritage. Those stories took him back to her grandparents and on beyond to their grandparents. The time in which it would be dated back even into the 1700s. When this young man was finally an adult, he was intrigued with those stories and he wanted to document their authenticity. And sure enough, he began the pursuit that led to, well, let's put it this way, 500,000 miles, 3 continents, 2 oceans, and 12 and a half years later, our entire nation was learning a new definition for an old word. The word was roots. Didn't mean that which grew under a bush or a plant or a tree. It meant one's origin, one's beginning. And Alex Haley led many of us to a similar pursuit in our own lives. My wife and I had the privilege in 1976 to travel back to our national roots. Maybe I'm just a sentimentalist, but something funny happens up and down my back when I stand on the old Concord Bridge or I visit Jamestown or Williamsburg or sections of Boston, standing under the old Minuteman statue that's now green with age in Lexington. You can almost hear the firing of the old muskets back then. I also remember as a little boy seeing the house in which I was born. In fact, I remember being with my folks for a number of years in that hometown. I was born in the great metropolis of El Campo, Texas. If you ever traveled in South Texas, you can find it near Ganado, Louise, Edna, Yoakum, you know, Danavang, Wharton, all those big places down there. Remember being in the back seat of the car as my dad would point over to a little garage apartment and he said, Charles, see that? And I looked and pressed my nose against the window and he said, that's where you were born, son. My mother groaned, and I thought, that's great. I went to school there until I was in the third grade, and then we moved up to Houston. But I remember walking by that little place where I was born, up that little second floor, a little garage apartment, and all sorts of good feelings surrounded me, solid feelings, neat, nostalgic memories, my roots. I remember family reunions and crab gumbo and shrimp and fishing and floundering with my dad and my granddad and outside barbecues and week-long mosquito fights down there in the South Texas area. That's where my roots were. What the roots were to Alex Haley and what our roots are as a nation and what South Texas means to me, the book of Genesis means to the Christian. It is the book of our roots. Everything starts there. And everything that is significant in the balance of the Bible finds its foundation and meaning way back in the book of our roots, the book of beginnings.
The book of Genesis is fascinating reading. It tells a story of how God created the world, and it also tells us a lot about God Himself. If you've never read Genesis, you have a great read waiting for you. This is Steve Johnson of Insight for Living Canada. Listen to more of Chuck Swindoll's Lifetrack messages at lifetrack.ca. Lifetrack, where life and truth meet.
The preceding LifeTrack presentation was brought to you by Insight for Living Canada. The original message, Genesis, Where It All Begins, was copyrighted in 1978 and this Life Track sound recording was copyrighted in 2013 by Charles R. Swindoll Incorporated. All rights are reserved worldwide.